friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
On The Spirit Calls, we've been discussing some of the names for God and what they tell us about Him. Today we're talking about El Kadosh. El Kadosh translates to Holy God in Hebrew, signifying God's unique and sacred nature, distinct from the mundane and common. We'll talk about our Holy God today on The Spirit Calls.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
El Kadosh, the Holy Lord God, righteous, pure, perfect, filled with unfailing love. For he is holy and cannot look upon sin, so we must call upon Jesus, my friend. For Jesus died on that cross and rose again, so we can be forgiven and given thy salvation. If you call on Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll be born again and well kept and secure. Then God will see you through the blood of Jesus, forgiven and perfect and pure and righteous. For God will set you apart and give you a new life with a God-given purpose to help other lives. Once you're God's kid, you are His temple and represent Him. So you must glorify Him in all your words and actions. For we are His hands and feet, mouthpiece too, so we must do whatever He tells us to do. As we keep our hearts right and spend time with Him praying and reading His word, daily. He will transform us to be more and more like thee. For he will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and teach us about his love and ways and good things. For we will have a good name, too, and be ever so blessed, and live a life showing his love and goodness. For he is holy and perfect and does everything perfect. He is always there for us and will never forget. For he has no limits on his supply and power. He is always there to help us within any hour. For his word, the Bible, is perfect and holy, and he will always keep his promises to you and me. Whether a bondage or struggle or any kind of need, he will always come through for us perfectly. For he is holy and righteous and cannot lie to you, for he will never fail, for he is always faithful. For his perfect love casts out fear in us. Just simply put your faith and trust in Jesus. For he answers prayer in his perfect way and time. So walk in trusting dependence on him and all will be fine. For he never ever changes. He is always stays the same. He is holy and perfect forever and always. For he is real and alive today and still perfectly working. All we must do is keep on believing and praising. Amen. As we spend time with him daily and listen and obey, he will guide us and help us every step of the way. For sing to the Lord every single day. Yes, praise his holy, precious name. El Kadosh, the holy Lord God, righteous, pure, perfect, filled with unfailing love.
Holy, 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 your kingdom reigns forever. Your kingdom reigns over all the earth, and your mercy endures forever. Holy, 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 majesty on high. You sit upon your throne and watch over every soul on earth. Till the end, and your mercies for those who have given their souls for a home in glory land. You came to seek and save a lost. You gave it all upon the cross. You died for all the world to see, that we may live eternally. Salvation is forever. Bow your head and be born again and serve our Lord till the end. Till the end. Your love is forever and will never change. You love us till the end. And your mercies for those who have given their souls for a home in glory. Save a loss, you gave it all.
Acts 23:44-46. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth till the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Having said that, he gave up the ghost. Holiness. Do you know what that is? Have you ever thought of what it means when you hear the name El Kadosh, the Holy God? It speaks of absolute perfection and purity. In holiness, there is no sin. In me, your El Kadosh, there is no limitation or deficiency. I'm always moving. I never sleep. Because I am holy, I can't even look upon sin. But because of Jesus shed blood on the cross of Calvary, when I look at you, I see the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I see beauty. I see perfection. You may say, what does this mean for my everyday walk with God? What should I do in response? First, if you haven't yet asked Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, I ask you to do so. For without accepting Jesus Christ, you are dead in trespasses and sins, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2. You can never make heaven your home on your own merits. If you've already done this and are born again, you are my beloved child, and you bear the image of my Son, Jesus Christ. You are set apart. You are risen to newness of life. As my Spirit transforms you, you become more and more holy, as I am holy. Your holy, righteous Heavenly Father.
Follow me, all who's weary, hear my voice, follow me, I give my life at Calvary, shed my blood, so you'd be free, remember me. One you read about, oftentimes made to think about. Come on to me, my burdens light. I'll give you rest. Follow me. Follow me.
All eagles wings.
friends, you're listening to The Spirit Calls. This is Mike, here with Lori and Charlene, and we're talking about El Kadosh, the Holy God. So, what does it mean to you that God is a holy God?
It means to me that, well, someone once told me that there's a hole in everybody that nothing can fill. Some people try to fill it with things, different things in their lives. It could be an interest or a hobby or food or alcohol or another person, anything at all, a career. But there's still something that isn't going to satisfy. And that hole is what God fills. Amen. And because God is holy, he is perfection.
Amen.
Right. He is everything perfection. And therefore, only God can fill that hole that not even another person, no matter how well you get along or how much you love them, or how much you love your hobby or your career or your dog, nothing is going to fill that hole that God can fill. And you can talk to God, who is perfection. And we'll never see perfection until we get to the other side.
That is good. And, holiness, as they've said, is perfection. It's there's no sin, there's no deficiency, there's no lack in him. And it's just an awesome thought to think about, that he is holy. And I like what you said too, babe, about how he fills that H-O-L-E, that hole in people's hearts. You know, I just recently wrote the devotional Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing and Miracle. And one of the chapters, chapter 13, was about emotional healing. And it was about the woman at the well and how she had a hole in her heart that she tried to fill with all these guys. And, God will fill that hole in our lives. There's nothing on this earth that will satisfy like knowing him does.
Absolutely. Knowing God is holy and perfect and will always keep his word because he can't lie, it just makes me feel so safe and secure. You know, just and know he's going to take care of me because he promised, you know. And yes, about filling the hole, again, when I was a teenager, I'm going to try to put it in a positive way, when God delivered me out of witchcraft, that's when I experienced his holiness.
Amen.
You know, he filled that hole. I was trying to fill it through other, like, partying and all that junk. But God filled that hole.
Amen. Yes. And our next question is sort of related, but it elaborates a little bit more. What does his holiness mean to you and me as Christians, and how should we respond? And I think the way that I want to respond is I want to endeavor through his help to be more holy myself and be more like him.
Yes, I think he sets a very high standard. Obviously, the ultimate standard, and we can kind of look to that as something to always strive for. We'll never get there. Don't beat yourself up and say, you know, you're never going to be as holy as God. But you can strive your whole life long, and that's why nobody can see God. Because if you saw him, you would die. Because he's holy. And so just remember that. And so that means as Christians, we have a God that is the supreme standard, the supreme holiness. And it's hard to describe perfection because, you know, it's unattainable for us as humans. So.
Yes, he's our living example. You know, we're his kids. We should really act like him and speak like him, right?
Amen.
That we should follow his example, you know, because we're his hands and feet.
Amen.
And we're the temple, we're God's temple, right?
Amen.
So, yes, definitely.
Amen. You know, it means that we should, we're set apart, we're different from the rest of the world. If the world looks at us and sees more of what they already have, they're not going to say, what do you have that we want? You know, if they see something different, something they see that we're walking around, we got peace and joy in our souls, even in the midst of chaotic and difficult times, they're going to possibly want to know, what is it that you have that's so different than what we have?
Hi, folks. One of my favorite verses is Romans 8:28. And we know in all things God works out for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, think about this verse. It's so encouraging. So encouraging. No matter what you're going through, he's going to work it out for our good. You know, and he, you know what? Whatever we're going through, folks, God's already got the plan all in place. Don't worry, don't fret. Just get your eyes on Jesus. Ask him. He says to ask him, amen? And he will do it. Cling right on to him.
Yes, I've often thought of this verse, and it is so true, because sometimes in your life something will happen, and it's not what you thought you wanted, or a door might have shut, but it works itself out for good because your eyes are on Jesus, and for reasons you might not know or understand, something better is right around the corner. And Jesus knows this. And for all those who love Jesus, everything works together for good. Amen. Even though you might not see it in the moment. And sometimes you do see it immediately. You could take a tragedy and say, Lord, what kind of good can you take out of this tragedy that you might see on the TV or in your own life or to someone you know, and say, there's no good in this. But if you all love Jesus, he'll make good out of it. Something good will come out of even a tragedy. And there are so many blessings in our lives that you can't count them all. So just remember, he works it all out for good.
Absolutely. And a prime example of that is something that's going on. Our pastor's wife's kids just lost their father here this past weekend, and they're getting ready to have the service for him on Saturday. And, you know, whenever you lose a parent, it's a tough thing. I remember, you know, when my dad passed, and to lose a father or a mother, it's really tough. But, you know, through this time, one of the kids is really clinging on to the Lord, walking close to him, and hopefully the other one will follow suit. But, you know, it's a time when people can think about the Lord, think about eternity, think about that there is more to life than what is here on this earth. And hopefully through this process that there will be some salvations and dedications that will take place in that family. So, yes, not every situation that happens is good, but he uses it for the ultimate good for all of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So what do you think about this scripture? Let us know. Send us your responses to mike@thespiritcalls.org. That's mike@thespiritcalls.org. And we will share your responses on an upcoming program. And you can snag some of the music that we play here on The Spirit Calls. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. Thank you. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.